jump over here to my Right Side Way monologue, the daily monologue. I got to remind you guys of the daily monologue sponsored by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a great chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area. Southern Immediate Care, with locations like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. They are open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. Yes, this is who I use personally, and I'll tell you more about that later. But Southern Immediate Care is awesome, and they are owned by a Right Side Ruffian, and they are the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Okay, let me just tell you, a little of my family history, but my father and my grandfather have both passed away now, and they were two of my personal heroes. They were veterans. They were patriots. They inspired my own military service. They were true believers in America and what it stands for, but I know what they would say if they could see today's news cycle. They would wonder aloud who's going to stand up. Well, standing up can be done by voting. This has been a momentous week. Alabamians voted in their part of the Super Tuesday primary yesterday. Some of us saw our favored candidates win, some are in a runoff, and some good people lost their races, but now we get to figure out what's next. My friends, we're not done. Not by a long shot. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but listen, the day after the primary, that's when folks lick their wounds and catch their breath. But November is still coming, and regardless of whether or not you feel like your vote prevailed yesterday, you need to get on board with the best candidate left standing and prepare to make some change happen come November. You see, America's on a collision course, and Alabama is in the forefront of that collision course. We've seen the Supreme Court of the United States have need to intervene in the surreal decisions about whether or not a partisan bureaucrat or a state court can simply remove a presidential candidate from the federal ballot. We had a recent 9-0 decision that put the rogues in their place. But consider the fact that they had even tried to do that, to just take somebody off a ballot. It was wrong. It required people willing to take a stand and not lose their right to vote for the candidate of their choice. I read a book recently by Sebastian Younger. It's called Freedom. It's sort of a rambling book, like reading somebody's personal journal, but I found a quote that I thought was so on point. Younger, in the book, was camping out near a train track and marveling at the size, the weight, and the speed of a freight train going by. And he asked his hiking buddies what they thought it would take to stop something like that dead in its tracks. The only response they could figure out was another train coming from the opposite direction. But then Younger said this, America could seem like that as well. A country moving so fast with so much weight that only a head-on collision with itself could make it stop. Well, that's where we are. The existential threat to all that we as freedom-loving Americans hold dear is not so much a pandemic virus or an external enemy. It's the fight going on within our own culture. It's a fight that we can take on each with something as simple and yet profound as a vote. Like many conservatives across the nation, I feel like I've gone through Alice's looking glass lately. Conservatives are told that what we've always believed is right is now wrong, that basic discourse is not allowed. Dissenting opinions are lumped together as being a fringe. Groupthink is required as long as it fits a certain narrative. The current president of the United States has given full-blown speeches for no other purpose except to brand me and anybody else who dares to think or vote like me as a threat to democracy itself. Are you kidding me, Mr. President? I fought for democracy. Government leaders at all levels have browbeaten citizens and ruined their lives, crushing their businesses by declaring winners and losers in society during the pandemic. To be sure, the coronavirus, it was awful. It visited my household hard. But declaring businesses non-essential and shuttering society, keeping loved ones from visiting their dying relatives in the hospitals, and then using federal relief dollars to just fund more government, it served only to create more cynicism. And then there's big tech. Big tech, protected by sanctuary laws written to protect them, is in full survival mode right now, knowing that they have to cancel opposition in order to maintain their status quo. Elon Musk bought Twitter, put them all on their ear. But we're not done yet. To add to the Mad Hatter's Tea Party, there is an actual government action being taken to legitimize the misguided notion that a boy can be a girl, that defining a woman scientifically is somehow impossible. Government tells us that women's sports is really for men too. Nothing to see here, just move along. But we can do something about this. Liberals across the nation have generated legitimate concern that they will do all they can to water down our Supreme Court, degrade the efficiency and accuracy of voting, and label everything as infrastructure, so they can spend our grandchildren's money. 4 years ago, these concerns would have seemed far-fetched, but then 4 years ago, Georgia was a red state. Elections were sacred. Riots did not happen on a common event. But we can still do something about this. We can. It's not a question of accepting a differing viewpoint. You see, politics is almost always cyclical. What goes around comes around, they say. I've often debated the issues, and at times I did not feel like I was prevailing, but I learned to keep working, continue with life, just fuss at the political differences. But this is not that. This feels different. This feels bigger. This feels like something we really need to fix. For conservatives, what we are experiencing today feels like a crushing attempt to literally change our way of life forever. And that will not happen. At least not quietly, at least not as long as I have a microphone, not for a minute, not one daggum minute. You see, there are heroes left. There are out there. I know they are. Citizens with voices and reason and self-will have always been the mainstay of our society. Individual citizens still have rights and a say in what happens in their homes and their lives. Dark days do not deter resolved people. And there are many who I believe will begin to work within a time such as this to help bring the compass back around to true north. Ordinary people do extraordinary things when times call for them. That's why elections are so important. Now, all elections matter, and to be sure, every vote matters. But this election season we are in, it feels different. This one feels like far more than just that obligatory vote for that person who we read about, who's running for some office, removed from our sphere of influence. No. My friends, this one, this election, just 7 months from now, it feels more like a reckoning. Every voter should feel like they have a personal mandate, a mission. Every single one. And you should not only vote, you should remind your friends, your coworkers, your loved ones, your churchgoers, the lady at the fast food window, the guy who sprays your house for termites, the lifeguard at the pool, the mailman, everybody. Tell them that regardless of how they feel about the primary results from yesterday, regardless of whether they think they've got the best candidate right now on their side, if they're a conservative, they need to set all that aside and focus on the next vote right now. Because this one is more important than any vote we've had in recent memory. Because it's about our nation. It's about standing up. It's about saying no more to the madness. It's about bringing clarity back to our day-to-day. You ever seen the movie The Outlaw Josie Wales? Clint Eastwood, classic. In one scene, he appears up on the hillside with the sun at his back. Just one man, standing in the way of the Comancheros, the bad guys who've kidnapped his friends. And two of those friends were an old lady they called Granny and a Native American they called Chief Lone Wadi. And the chief, he knew what was coming. And he quietly leaned over and he said, "Hang on, Granny. Hell's coming to breakfast." Well, I hope that liberals feel that way about the general election this fall. I hope they can sense it. I hope they feel it. I hope they fear it. Because it's their reckoning. There is much at stake, but there are heroes still among us, ordinary folks, folks who vote. And every vote counts. So wipe the primary dust off your voting shoes and get ready for the next round and take a stand for what you believe in. Because your votes are going to be needed for such a time as this. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you have it. I'm serious. I mean, yesterday was a huge day. It was big in a lot of ways. And it does not matter at this point now whether or not your candidate won because it's behind us. Now we got to look forward. Now we got to get on board. Now we got to beat back what has been trying to destroy our culture. Every vote counts. And voters are heroes. Bill Williams, Red Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back.